Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, How to Reach Your Physical Goals. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Are you listening to me now? This is so important. See, the Lord is merciful. And sometimes people think, well, they got away with it. They lied, they stole, they had unprotected sex with 500 people, you know, and they didn't contract a disease and didn't seem like it, you know, and just didn't kill them. Listen, all it takes is one more time. One more time, and so many times when you've been delivered, and the devil knows that, that's all he needs, because you know too much now. If he can get one more time with you, that could be the time he takes you out. Are you listening? And I had that in my heart about this man. I looked at him, because God's doing an amazing thing for him this day. He said he felt it, and it just came out of him, and he had this desire no longer. I said, listen now. Don't put yourself and subject yourself to unnecessary temptation. And if something comes up, run. I don't care. Forget pride. Get up and run. Run. I mean, I made him repeat it to me. I was very forceful with him. I made him repeat it to me like 3 times. I didn't know why the Lord came on me like that about it, but I did. And he said, oh, yeah, okay. I said, what do you do? He said, I run. I said, run. Well, we shouted. I mean, he's delivered. He went. He was excited. He went and did mission work.
Hallelujah.
He was free. He got it worked out with his wife. They got back together. He got it worked out with his children. They were doing good. His partners in law even decided to take him back.
Hallelujah.
He began to build back up. And a couple of years later, he's having a luncheon with some clients. They're all drinking socially. He's sitting there looking at that drink. How many understand he's already messed up?
Yeah.
At this point, he shouldn't even be sitting there looking at that drink. But it's still not too late. Looking at that drink. Looking at that drink. Next thing you know, he reasons with himself. He's been delivered. He can handle it now. He can handle it now. So he just took one little really small, just like almost a taste. 4 days later, they found him in an alley. He had had a massive stroke. He's in a wheelchair, unable to speak or move. You see now why the Lord dealt with me so strongly. To impress upon him to run. All the devil needed was that one more time. One more time. Friends, this is so serious. I know it's a sobering thing for me to tell you something like this, but this is reality. And if a man like the Apostle Paul, who knew about righteousness, knew about authority, knew about walking with God, if he said, I have got to discipline my body every day, I got to keep this thing under control, elsewise, even after I've done so much preaching to other people, I myself could wind up disqualified. We got to control this thing. Amen. Or elsewise, through it, the enemy will wreak havoc in our life, destroy us, destroy our loved ones. Said out loud, this is my body.
This is my body.
It does not run me.
It does not run me.
My desires
do not control me.
I keep
this body
under control.
I discipline it.
I keep it. In subjection, under my spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Do you?
Yes.
That means you eat when you decide to eat. You don't when you decide not to. You eat what you decide to eat. And you don't eat what you don't look and go, oh, that just looks so good. I can't control myself. Don't even joke about something like that. If you want to eat it. But do it because you decided to. Did you hear me? But don't play these games about, well, you know, it's just so good. There's no food so good you can't resist.
Amen.
There's no man or woman so good looking you can't resist. There's no amount of money so big you can't resist. There is no temptation irresistible, because you got a God on the inside of you who's bigger than any temptation, bigger than any devil. He's the greater one, remember? He's the greater one. He's more than enough to empower you, to enable you, so that you're strong and you can say no, and not just say no today, but you can say no 1,000 times if it takes it, and tomorrow say no. But have some understanding to realize when you're being pulled, you don't play with it. What do you do if the pressure gets great enough? What do you do?
Run.
What do you do?
Run.
People say, what's wrong with him? Look at that idiot. Just jumped and ran. We're in the middle of a conversation. Yeah, but you're free.
Yeah.
Huh? You go home and lay your head down and you didn't do it. Did you hear me? Let them think what they want to. You're free. Most important thing is what your Lord thinks and what He knows. Let them think. If they're involved in something that was tempting you, they shouldn't have been in it either. In most cases. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Look in 1 John. I think I'll close with this. I'll introduce this to you. This was supposed to be my first point. And then, you plan on being back next week?
Yeah.
Good. Good. That's my plan too. 1 John and the 3rd chapter. One of the biggest reasons that we are talking to you about these things, teaching you, I believe it's at the direction of the Lord, is because of what this passage reveals. This is about a lot more than gaining a few pounds of muscle or losing some pounds of fat. This is much bigger than this. But these areas matter more than people think. Read this and you'll see what I'm talking about. 1 John 3 and verse 19. 1 John 3, 19. He said, hereby we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before Him. Verse 20. For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knows all things. If your heart is bothering you about something, does God already know it?
Yes.
Certainly He does. Should you run from Him? I said, should you run from Him?
No.
Try to hide it?
No.
Well, He already knows it, right? If your heart's bothering you about something, it's foolish to try to run away from it and hide it from God. I mean, He already knows it. Go to Him, right?
Yeah.
Your heart's bothering you about something, go to Him. Go to Him. And He said, for if our heart condemn us, God's greater than our heart, and He knows all things. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God. That sounds like faith, doesn't it? That is faith. That's faith. How can you have faith? When your heart doesn't condemn you. Your heart's not bothering you. Then you have confidence toward God. And what happens next? And what? Whatever we ask, we receive of Him. Man, that covers a lot of ground. Whatever. Whatever you ask financially and materially, whatever you ask physically, whatever you ask in relationships and anointing and ministry, whatever you ask, you receive. Why? Why? Because you keep us, you're doing what He tells you to do. Amen? And because you're doing what He tells you to do, you're following your heart, you're walking in the light that He gives you, your heart is not condemning you. I'm getting ahead of myself just a little bit, but I'll just kind of give you a preview of coming attractions. Coming messages. Had a fellow come to me one time. He said, Brother Key, he said, I drink a lot of coffee. Now, he was in healing school. Stomach problems. I said, how much coffee are you talking about? He said, well, You know, I drink 3 or 4 pots a day. At least. He said, and I feel like it's hurting me.
Smart.
Do you think I ought to quit or? Now, I know that sounds funny, but people are operating in this every day. And if you look close enough, you probably see your picture in there somewhere.
That's right.
On something. What would you tell a man? Huh? What would you tell him? Yeah, it's a sin to drink coffee.
No.
You ought not drink any, and go tell everybody else not to drink any either. Huh?
No.
No, because there's probably a lot of people that's drinking moderate amounts of coffee, and it's not hurting them, and they enjoy it, and that's their business.
Yeah.
But what's the big thing that should tell you something? What did he say? I believe it's hurting me. He what? He believes it's hurting him. But what's he doing? He's drinking gallons of coffee. Anyway. Well, if he believes this is hurting him and he's drinking the coffee anyway, what condition is his heart in? Is it condemning him? Is his heart condemning him when he drinks coffee? Why? Because he believes this is hurting him. So if he believes it's hurting him, he can't do it without his own heart condemning him. If his heart is condemning him, does he have confidence to believe God for things?
No,
he does not. So do you see what a big issue this is? Anything you allow in your life that you know better, you know you should change it. You know you should do differently, but you rationalize and go, well, you know, everybody has their areas that they work on, and you know, I guess nobody's perfect, you know, and you rationalize, you reason, and you go on day after day doing stuff that you know you don't feel good about doing it, or not doing things that you feel like you should be doing. That existent condition of heart condemnation kills your faith.
Yeah.
It is a faith killer. Did you hear me? Because it's only when your heart is not condemning you that then you have confidence toward God, and then whatever you ask, you receive. Why? Because you're confident that you're doing what He told you to do. Nothing's bothering you. Your confidence is there. Your faith is there.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Freedom from Condemnation, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R130. That's R130, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.